The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare, called Your Best Healthcare Now. It is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold, also on my desk. Mr. Lally's also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. He gave me a static about my intro when I said he joins us when he can, which was probably a mistake on his part. So he ended up, as we say in the barn, you can't make this bleep up. He ended up opening another case. Right?
Yeah, another case, another. I think I tempted the fates not only by saying, you know, when I can, gee whiz, I'm over my treatment. I'm in complete remission. Come on, you guys. And then I also, you know, remember the last couple of episodes we've done here, I kept talking about breaking news. And yeah. We had real breaking news. Okay, well, here's some more breaking news. I fractured my ankle really in a nasty way, compound fracture. And that was 2 weeks ago, and I just had my surgery yesterday. So I'm reporting to you sitting in, this is New York Presbyterian, New York City, one of the world's great hospitals.
Where is that?
It's 68th Street.
Okay, 68th, because people, you know, there are so many different.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are, so at least you are not far from your. You are not far from base.
No, I'm not far from base. And I'll tell you how it happened. Anyway, there's a lovely room that overlooks actually Roosevelt Island. And there's a little bit of an East River here and the boats go by. So could be worse. All right. So here's what happened. Our beloved cat clawed through the screen that separates our house in our apartment in New York from our terrace. Okay. So the cat went through the screen and went out onto the terrace, and I went out to gather him up and go and head off for a lovely weekend in the country at our house in Lakeville. Okay. I was not running. I was not in a panic. I was walking, and I came to a spot that looked like just water, but it was water that had been somehow mixed in with, I think, some decaying leaves. And my right foot just went flying, up to my waist, putting all of my weight on my left foot, which was stuck on dry concrete, and down I went. And before I hit the ground, I heard snap, snap, like you'd snap a twig, snap, snap. And I landed, I looked down at my leg, and I really couldn't see my foot exactly, because it was a compound fracture, it broke through the skin, and my foot was actually just tilted off to the left. So this is my left ankle, and my foot is off to the left. I was in panic, I'm sure. My fear was that I had essentially lost my leg. I didn't think I could move my toes, and I was afraid to even try. And then I said, all right, let me try. And son of a gun, I could move my toes. So that was okay. At this point, and this is amazing. And listeners, listen to this. My phone rang. Now, my wristwatch, my wrist phone, my Apple wrist phone, had detected that I had fallen. And it said, we think you fell. Is this an emergency? And then it was an SOS button. I pressed that button, and my watch called EMT.
Now, stop right there. Because... Yeah. This is something that I'm really curious about, because as an organizer, if you had called 911, would you have been dispatched? Would the ambulance have been dispatched from the same place that it was from Appleville?
No, I don't think so. I think that would have been EMS, but I've got to do some more reporting on that and get back to you.
Okay.
So this went to EMT. This went to EMT, not EMS. And the closest crew actually was down on 23rd Street. Now, remember, I'm all the way up at 68th. So it took a while for them to get to me. Now, here's the punchline. While I'm sitting there staring at my leg, which is, by the way, not looking great and bleeding, the cat came over and sat next to me.
Well, that's good.
and waited for EMT with me, just side by side.
Aren't cats great? So, we love cats.
Aren't cats great? So who's the idiot here? All I really had to do was go out onto the terrace and sit down. The cat would have come on over to me rather than me walking around trying to grab the cat. Okay. So lesson number one, don't chase your pets.
Well, especially cats. Cats actually, and I learned this many, many years ago, you want a cat to come to you, don't chase it. Just sit down. But you obviously didn't call.
Exactly.
So we've got the EMT. You've got your wonderful Dick Tracy wrist radio, which has wired. It has sent you down to the wrong place. And this is the thing. I just want to interject here. These are great, but as an Uber organizer, as a person who tries to organize and has to organize many, many different things, I'm not positive how many different overlays I want. So when you are, no kidding, up and about, we are going to investigate whether help could have arrived and would have arrived sooner
But let's imagine this. I bought the watch. One of the reasons I bought the watch is for this software, so that if I fell, it would detect the fall and someone could come and help me.
Well, what about
imagine me sitting on that terrace. People thought I had gone for the cat. People could have thought I got the cat and went to the garage. I could have sat there for an hour or two.
Right, but so, there are many. And we've got more of a story to talk about. But there are many different systems. Not many, but there's life alert. There are a lot of different systems, and I think the bottom line is that people should have a system that's most efficient. Because if you can fall, if you're at that place, then you definitely need to be able to summon somebody.
Yes.
Prontissimo.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Okay. So EMT does arrive. They get me into essentially a wheelchair, down into an elevator. They take me to the nearest hospital. Now, this is also a good turn in this little story, because they took me to New York Presbyterian. They didn't take me to Lenox Hill, where I have no doctors. My primary is right here at Presbyterian, and I've got other doctors I know here.
Did they tell you? Did they ask you?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
They didn't ask me. They told me the nearest is New York Presbyterian.
And you said, okay.
And I say,
thank you.
Get me there fast.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much. When we got here, the whole ER team was ready. And what they had to do, now remember, they're pumping me full of morphine and who knows what else. And what they had to do was physically take my foot, which is now dangling off to the left, and essentially reset it, like you'd reset a shoulder or reset a dislocated pinky.
It's just D-Day. We've just D-Day, so anyone who's seen a movie will sort of know that they had to go grunt, 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 and try to put it back where it was.
Someone said, get the tongue depressor, because they were expecting excruciating pain. I didn't have that, and as a matter of fact, I had relief as I could feel them relocate my ankle. It turned out that the snap I had heard was the bone, my tibia, not my shin bone, the smaller bone, breaking, but breaking more than once. So it broke twice. So the doctor manipulated that back into place. Then they put me, and I had pain. I'm not kidding about that, but it wasn't excruciating pain at all. Then they put me out and pinned it from the outside. So I had these long pins into my leg to hold it in place while we waited for the swelling to go down so that they can operate. So you can imagine the foot is badly broken, it's swollen, and if they were trying to put a plate and some screws in, you'd never be able to close that wound, and then you've got infection and all kinds of problems. So they had to wait, and we waited more than a week, as I said, until yesterday, before finally the swelling had gone down enough. Now, that allowed me, in a way, to line up my doctors and to make sure, as best I can, that I'm not going to be hit with surprise bills. So I was able to say, okay, team, and you get a series of people who come in from customer service, whatever else they call themselves, and they said, do you have any questions? And I said, yes, I do. Is this a Medicare procedure? Are all the doctors who operate on me, not only the chief doctor, but any other doctor in the room, accepting the Medicare assignment, the amount of money they'll accept for this procedure, and that goes for the anesthesiologist as well. The first person I asked that to said, I got to get back to you. The second person came back and said, okay, this is New York Presbyterian policy. You come in on the ER. There are no surprise bills. You got Medicare. You'll be billed as Medicare. You don't have to worry about that any longer. That's a very important, listeners, it's a very important series of questions for you to ask, because if you're in a different hospital with, and this is not state law or city law or federal law, God help us, this is policy of this hospital. So if you're in a situation like this and you don't want surprise bills and you've got enough wherewithal to ask these questions, ask them and get straight answers. And if you got any doubt about it, get in writing. So now that also allowed me as a series, I'm waiting for this leg, for the swelling to go down, right? So days go by and more than one doctor comes by, and actually more than one actually puts their initials on my foot as if they're going to be the ones who are going to operate on me if I'm ready tomorrow. Finally,
what is this comes, like a tree, you know, you
well,
your...
different doctors are assigned, the doctors are assigned to they're assigned for, let's say, 3, 4, 5 days of
I
duty.
I got right. So they're on
the
rotation.
As the go-to doc.
Right.
And that changes every couple of days.
All right. Well, now, just also be aware that this could be a long campfire story, but you've got 2 minutes left.
Okay. Well,
we can do a three-parter, but we got to get you at least.
We have, because there are other aspects of it coming up, including PT, which is going to be very important. But anyway, along comes a Dr. Steve Behrens. From special surgery, hospital for special surgery. I'm in Presbyterian special surgery, one of the world's great special surgery and sports injury facilities in the world, is right next door. There's a bridge that actually connects the two facilities. He was on duty, and I say to him, you're my guy. I want you. What do I need to do to make sure you're my guy?
And did they call him, or did you call him, or was it just straight luck?
I do not know the answer to that, but once I said, I want you, everybody else I talked to said, okay, Behrens. And as a matter of fact, my surgery was delayed by 2 days because they couldn't find an operating room for Behrens here or at HSS. So we waited 2 days so he could do the surgery. So that's another thing for listeners to know. That they, if you've got time to do it and you got the wherewithal, you can ask questions like that. I want that guy. What do I need to get him? Doesn't guarantee or her. It doesn't guarantee you will. But it in this case, it raised my profile and I got the doctor I wanted, who is the ankle specialist at special surgery. I could not be in better hands. Something I verified with my back doctor and my family doctor. So I am in great hands. Here I sit, Joe. My leg is numb. They put a pain block on it. They tell me it's going to hurt, but as I'm sitting here, it's numb, but it doesn't hurt. And that's as far as we can probably get today, but there'll be more because I'll be here another day or two before I go home and start PT, which means not even PT, just getting around, which means I really can't put any weight on this foot for another 6-8 weeks. So
but they are
I got
going,
a ways to go.
Right. But the good news is that they're already talking about here's what you can do while you are waiting for that 6 weeks to pass, which is huge in the healing business. So we're obviously, this case is going to have, there's more legwork to be done. Thank you, Frank.
I will crawl to an answer.
The healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store, on my desk.